Happy Mother's Day. Well, Mother's Day is really a special day, and one of the things that we do on Mother's Day is, well, actually a couple times a year, we do baby dedications because we have so many babies. This is, again, a baby factory, and we're producing babies all the time, and there's almost more than we can keep up with. So we're going to dedicate a couple babies this morning, and it's just going to be fun and great, and we're helping them celebrate the next chapter of their lives. They have this new little one, and a dedication really is saying this child belongs to the Lord, and we as a family are going to raise them, not just the family that had them, but the whole family. The family, the body of Christ, is going to come around and support these families as they raise their kids in Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6 says, "Hear, O Lord, God of Israel, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind and all your soul." Love them and teach this to your kids when they wake up and when they go on the road, wherever they are, teach this to them and ingrain it in them. And so we're going to do that. This is part of that, this ceremony is. So I'm going to just show you a picture of somebody we dedicated first service, and that's Brady and Courtney McClure had Connor Brady McClure, and this is that little guy. He's cute. He did well. He had like a milk mustache, actually a milk goatee that he sported the whole time through. So if you see them around, just say, "Hey, congratulations! I'm with you. I'm for you." And I'm going to help out in children's ministry so that you can be assured that your kids are getting all the right care that they need. But I'm going to ask Rachel and Eric Dale to come on up, and they're going to be bringing Benjamin Patrick Dale. And I think Ella and Harrison are coming up too. How exciting. The whole family. Come on up here. So this is little Benjamin Pat. I love the hat. Look at that hat. There, we got to make sure. Look at that. Looks like he's going to be a rapper. Like an urban rapper.
Yeah, he runs strong in the family. I'm sure he will. Yeah.
Well, I would just ask that you pray for me. Not for me, for Benjamin. What am I talking about? Pray for Benjamin and pray with me here. Heavenly Father, we dedicate this child to you. We place him in your hands. And Lord, we pray for his salvation. Lord, that you would surround him with people that love you and that can teach him to love you with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love his neighbor as himself. And Lord, I ask that that you would give Eric and Rachel just wisdom and discernment as they raise him. And Lord, that they would be the primary spiritual champions in his life, but that you'd put others in his life too. We thank you for him. We dedicate him to you. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Here, well, he wants to see the crowd. Really does. That hat is so awesome. I'm going to have you just step back a little bit. And what we'll do is we're going to pray, and then we're going to just mention some things that they're going to agree to and you're going to agree to. But I wanted to ask Bryant and Kayla Paul to come on up, and they have Piper Leanne. She's waving to all of you, just in case you didn't see that. Hi, remember me? It's okay, you can see Mom. She's right over here. Can you wave to everybody? Hey, everybody. What you need to know about Piper is she can already do pull-ups. That's pretty impressive. And she's walking, right? And carrying pillows and weights. So she's pretty special. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we dedicate Piper to you. And just ask that you would bless her and keep her. Shine your face upon her. Lord, we pray for her salvation. We pray that you would surround her with people who will teach her how to love you with all her heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love her neighbor as herself. And Lord, I do just ask that you would give Bryant and Kayla just wisdom and discernment and strength as they raise her. And again, as they are champions, Lord, I pray that you'd place other champions around her as she gets to know you. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, I had my eyes closed there. Go. So this is where we ask some questions. And these questions just kind of clarify your role and your role. You have a role here. And so first, to the parents, do you commit to bring your child up in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ? Be intentional about widening their circle of godly people. And be intentional about your own spiritual growth. Be willing to ask for help from this family of God when you need help. And allowing the body of Christ to function as really the primary family. You've got your family of origin, but you've got your family of God here that's for you and with you. If so, answer, we will.
We will.
Now, for you, the church, will you commit to walking beside these families as they raise their children and follow Jesus? Will you make yourself available to help when they ask, and even if they don't ask, to be the body of Christ for them? Will you volunteer in children's ministry so that these parents can trust that when they come to church, the circle is widened and these kids are being filled with Deuteronomy 6 type stuff? And will you volunteer in children's ministry? Kathy's right over here. Where is Kathy? Kathy, right over here. She's our children's pastor, and she's always needing good, loving people, men and women, to come and help in children's ministry. So if so, answer, we will.
We will.
One more time, a little bit stronger.
We will.
Great. Okay, well, we do have a presentation of quilts that Mary Davis makes. They are made with love, so they're pretty special. And then we also give away books that we really think are good for kids as they grow up. They're just the Jesus Storybook Bible and just letters from God. Those are books that you can just take and just invest in your kids. So why don't we give them a round of applause and celebrate them. Well, thank you very much. We're with you in this journey. And also, you can go ahead and we're going to dismiss the kids right now. And I'm going to pray for them as they go out. I ask that you'd pray with me. Lord, we do want to invest in these kids as they walk out of here. And we want to pour good things into them, your love, and teach them how to love you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And Lord, I just pray for all these parents that are here and the moms, and that this would be a celebratory Sunday where we can celebrate you and what you've done for us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at all those kids walking out. Isn't that awesome? We're in a clapping mood today, aren't we? Well, thanks for the clapping. We're all clapping to God for all his great stuff that he's given us. But we've got a special Sunday planned, not just in the baby dedication, but just what we're going to do. This is Mother's Day, and Mother's Day is celebratory, but it's also kind of difficult, and it's got a lot of things wrapped up in it. But this morning, we want to celebrate. And so I would like all mothers to stand up. Go ahead, stand up. And this isn't just all biological mothers. If you've been a spiritual mother, if anybody's even called you mother, I want you to stand up. If you've raised foster kids or adopted or, I don't know, if anybody's referred to you as their mother, I want you to be standing right now. And I think it's pretty special. And what I think we need this morning is you as mothers need an anthem this morning. Is it okay if we do an anthem for you? To celebrate motherhood? to celebrate you, I've got an anthem for us. So I just want you to soak this in, okay? Soak it in. Go ahead, hit it, Randy.
I've paid my dues time after time.
Soak it in. Just,
I've done my
this is for
sentence,
you. This is your anthem.
But committed no crime.
Soak it in.
And bad mistakes.
We have all made mistakes,
made
haven't we?
I've had my share and kicked in my bed.
Go ahead, turn it up. This is for you.
We are the champions, my friends.
You're a champion.
We'll keep on fighting.
You just keep fighting.
Till the end.
Till the end.
We are the champions.
Just soak it in. It's okay. It's church. We'll celebrate. Now, hold on, hold on. Keep standing up, keep standing up. And I wanted to give you this verse, 1 Timothy 5. Keep standing if you can. That's okay if you can't. 1 Timothy 5, 1 through 2 says, treat older women as mothers and younger women as sisters. Now, in the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, this means that if you're older than 39, that's how old I am, this was to Timothy, that you are my mother. In the body of Christ, in the family of God, you are my mother. So I can call you mother. And if you're my sister, then I say, Happy Mother's Day, sister. You're my sister in Christ. And so it's good that we're the body of Christ, we're the family of God, and I want to give you a kiss. Stay standing, stay standing. I want to give you a kiss. Hey, God, Gary, help me out here. Let's give these women a kiss. They're champions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're just, you get a kiss. You get a kiss. I know this is crazy for church. It's okay. It's Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate. You get a kiss. You got a gold one. There's a ticket in it. Willy Wonka factory. There you go. Can somebody else help me out here? Get a few of them here. You got some? Did you get one? Did you get a kiss? You got a kiss. Okay. I thought about, but I thought maybe that might cause some damage. And this is actually when the Bible talks about the kiss of peace. That's why they developed these, because this really is the kiss of peace. Chocolate on Mother's Day. Hopefully I've earned some brownie points here, but you're champions. Go ahead and sit down. Let us just tell you who you are. You're champions. And thank you. Actually, no one would be here today without mothers. Because we all came through a womb, right? I don't know if you knew that or not. If you don't, we'll talk later. We'll have a little talk. You deserve it. You're awesome, and thank you. Psalm 139 says this. It says, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. It's the one thing that we all have in common here, is that we've been knitted together in our mother's womb. And I praise God for the miracle of life. It's really something to be thankful for that, and the role that mothers have, and that mothers can grow a baby inside their body. I appreciate that also they've endured the curse, which the curse is that pain during childbirth. When Ren, our youngest, came into the world, she came too fast and too furious. There was no time for an epidural. and Ren is the one push wonder. There was a sound that came out of my wife that was unhuman. It felt like it maybe could come out of a fire engine or a freight train. But I was proud of her because her 10 on the pain scale is my 27 because I'm a wimp. So I was very, very proud of her and also amazed by that. Isaiah 66:13 says, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. So women, built into them is this image of God. We saw it on the beginning video. I don't know if you were able to read with that, but there's this image of God that's built into women and mothers. There's this comforting and protecting and nurturing, and those things happen, and they actually point us to God, and they're part of God's nature. And so when we look at mothers, we look at a picture of God. He does this all through Scripture. He points to things that we know, context that we have, and he says, look, this is what I'm like. I'll comfort you like the comfort of a mother. But now we turn to the mother load of all mothers. If you know, that's an acronym, M-O-M, mom. Motherload of all mothers. We're going to go back to Mary. Mary was the mother of our Savior, right? The mother of the Savior of the world. Jesus was born by Mary. But I will tell you this, if you came in this morning thinking, I'm not that great of a mother. Mary left her kid 3 days and lost him, okay? 3 days in Jerusalem, just left him. Didn't even know he was gone until they had to go back. They had to take their old caravan back. So even mother, Mary, mother of Jesus, is a mixed bag. And she wasn't sinless. She wasn't without fault. She had her hard times. Even when Jesus came into his ministry, she was frustrated and kind of like, what's going on here? There's a lot of people that are against my son, and hey, kind of settle down here. So Mary had her struggles and also knew the hardship. The hardship. Luke 2:35 says, a sword will pierce your own soul. I don't know if there's any mothers in here today that have had their soul pierced because of just heartache, a loss. So Mary understands that it's hard. It's hard work. But I also would say on the flip side of that, there's this celebration of the child. If you read Luke chapter 1 in 42, we see a celebration of the Messiah. This is actually a place where we see the celebration of Christ coming. And it's a celebration that's not really recorded anywhere else in the Scripture like it is here. What happens when you get good news? How do you celebrate? Do you sing a song? Do you dance a jig? What do you do? Do you give a woohoo? What do you do? Moms, what do? Anyone? Are you out there? Hello.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. There's a celebration. You call your friend. Well, this verse is like that. Mary sings a song, and in the song, she celebrates. And this song is called The Magnificent. They've written songs about it. They've had... It's widespread in monasteries. It's chanted in cathedrals. It's recited in remote churches by evening candlelight. It's set to trumpets and kettle drums by Sebastian Bach. And so to get us in the mood before we read this, I'm going to let us listen to that Sebastian Bach song that was inspired by this song of Mary. And we're just going to kind of allow ourselves to get in the mood. No, it's a couple minutes here, so just let yourself hear it and enjoy it. So you guys hit it back there. So that's a celebration, if you have one, of the spirit of this next verse. This is Elizabeth talking to Mary. Of all women, you're the blessed one. The fruit of your womb, he is blessed too. Why should this happen to me that the mother of our Lord should come to me? Look, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the child in my womb gave a great leap for joy. A blessing on you and for believing what the Lord said to you would come true. Mary said, my heart declares that the Lord is great. My spirit exalts that my Savior, my God, he saw his servant girl in humility. And now I'll be blessed by all people to come. The powerful one, whose name is holy, has great things for me. His mercy extends from father to son and from mother to daughter for those who fear him. Powerful things he has done with his arm. He has routed the arrogant in their own cunning, down their thrones by hurling the rulers. And up from the earth he raised the humble. The hungry will be filled with the fat of the lamb, and the rich will be sent off to eat nothing. He has rescued his servant Israel, his child, because he has remembered his mercy of old, the one he said long ago to the ancient ancestors of Abraham. You see, when Christ came into the world, everything shifted. Everything shifted. I've said this before. Women, the status of women elevated when Jesus came on the scene. The status of children elevated when Jesus came on the scene. Everything about what we do today has been elevated by Christ, has been changed by that. And now we have this body of Christ where I can call you mother or sister or brother, a family. Christ has changed everything, and he changed it here. Mary was already speaking of the change that would come, that the powers would be overthrown, that mercy would be elevated. Why do we reach out to the poor? Because Jesus came. Why do we invest in our children like they're our prized possession? Because Jesus came. That wasn't like that before. Not like it is now. So Mary celebrates. And because Jesus came, he gives you and I right to be children of God. Amen. And by being you being a child of God is the same celebration of this. We get to join into the magnificent. When we dedicate these babies, when a new baby comes into the earth, we celebrate. Magnificent. This prayer also points to Hannah. Hannah is Samuel's mother, but we also know that Hannah wept bitterly because she was barren. She wept bitterly, and so much so that the priest thought she was drunk. Priest thought she was drunk. Have you been drinking? No, I'm grieving the loss that I have this mother instinct and I'm barren. Now, in this case, God gave Hannah a child and many after that. This is what she said. When Hannah prayed, she said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies. And I delight in your deliverance, for there is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our rock." Now Hannah's story turned around, and she was able to have the desires of her heart. She wept bitterly, so there's that feel. We know that. But I also know that there are people here this morning that haven't been able to have children. And there's a longing in your heart that maybe you wanted them. Psalm 113:9 says, "He gives a barren woman a home, making her a joyous mother of children." Praise the Lord. Now, I think I say that because many of those mothers who I know haven't been able to have a child have invested in other ways of mothering. Becoming spiritual mothers. Mothers that come around and say, "I don't have my own, but I'm going to make sure that you feel like you have a mom." And he says he gives him a home. What's that home? That home is right here, the family of God. That home is here. Those children that are walked out the door, those are our children. Those are our children. And so together we take on that role. And I think it's interesting that not only is this picture of a mother, some of the characteristics of God, some of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit, some of the characteristics of Jesus are played out in that mother image of God in you. But we also have this image that goes from start to finish in the scriptures. And this is the image of marriage. I married a couple last night in Indianapolis. So if I'm a little bit crazy this morning, it's probably because I didn't get enough sleep. I hit my head last week and I didn't take my meds. So, amen. So you have this from start to finish, this picture of marriage that God's image is planted in. It says, "For this reason, a man and a woman, a man should leave his family and cleave to his wife." And there's this picture, and it goes all the way to the end when the bride meets the groom in this final marriage of the body of Christ with the head, the bride is you, the church, the bride of Christ. Now, men, don't fall asleep on me here. That means you. That means we need to look at the women in the room and say, teach us. Teach us compassion. Teach us protection. Teach us how you do that mother bear thing where you will do anything. You'll like go through brick walls to make sure that your kid's protected. Teach us that so that we, the bride of Christ, can do the work that Jesus has set out from. Remember last couple weeks in the story, we talked about the mission that Paul put us on. He put us on a mission to go make disciples, to be my witnesses throughout the world. That's still the mission. So how do we get more specific on that mission? If we are the bride of Christ, we are to take these characteristics of God. I want you to listen to this. Matthew 23. Jesus says this, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you have killed the prophets and stoned those who sent you. Listen to his heart. How often do I long to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. You have these people that are not willing. They're not willing to look to the Savior. We have people in Wabash County that are not willing to look at a Savior, who are not willing to see this family that they can be a part of. But doggone it, their kids can. We can go like the mother hen and pull these chicks. We've got school teachers here. We've got people investing in young people's lives. And those kids that walked out of there, they're our kids, and we are doing our best to champion them. But there are kids in this county that need a champion, that need a bride of Christ, the body of Christ, the family of God to come around them because they have no champion. Or if they do, they only have maybe one or two. I can list my kids, I can list 5, 6, 7, 8 champions that they have in their lives. And I say, bless, I feel blessed for that. But every kid needs champions in their life. Every kid. And so on Mother's Day, can we celebrate mothers and say, you're champions? And can we also say, keep going? And can men, can we say, teach us? Teach us how to do this. I bet there are boys at Southwood Elementary School that need dads in their lives, spiritual dads, that can do some of the things that moms can do. Comfort, protect, nurture. Yeah, I mean, we might be a little bit awkward at it. Like, hey, punch them in the arm, you know, but they need that. They need it. So here, let me tell you kind of some things that are happening in the community. One is last year, Ryan Rosine, actually it was a year and a half ago, Ryan Rosine said something to me. He said, hey, you know, we're thinking about getting this Kids Hope program started over in Metro North. We've got kind of everything lined up to go. We've got some, we're starting to get some mentors. Well, they've been in Metro North for 1 year. They both came over and talked to Southwood along with Lauren Dale, who about a year and a half ago, it was actually at the Global Summit, she came up to me and she said, hey, I'm retired now and I'm looking for something to, you know, kind of dig into. And I said, would you be interested in being a Kids Hope member? Director. And she's like, ah, oh, think about it. Well, we worked on it and kind of went back and forth and saw what it all took. Well, she is now the Kids Hope Director for Wabash Friends Church. And it's one church, one school. So Southwood is our school. We have 15 students right now that are kind of picked out that they need an extra champion in their life. And so we have training starting next week, May 17th, where we're going to be training up mentors for just investing in these 15. My hope is that we'll have 25. that we'll have 25 mentors going into this first year that we do Kids Hope at Southwood Elementary School. My hope is that we have men and women, that we're the bride of Christ, the body of Christ. And so we're doing that training and then another training in June. So if you miss this one in May, you can come in June. But we would just I just ask that you consider that. Consider being a Kids Hope member. Member, mentor. I did hit my head. Here's some other things that are happening. Youth for Christ. Youth for Christ came in. They were already in North Manchester school districts. They came in, and Brandon and the youth pastor, Aaron McClary from Bachelor Creek, came together, and we started a Youth for Christ club at Wabash High School. It's gone phenomenal. We now have a director for that school. So North Manchester, Wabash High School, and now we just got kind of go ahead to head into Southwood and Northfield. So Brandon's going to go one way. Aaron's going to go the other. They need adults who can come alongside of these high school, middle school students that will say, I'll be a champion for them. There's other ways. If you can't be a mentor, you can't get involved in Youth for Christ, we need 25 prayer partners for the Kids Hope deal. We need funding for both of those. So those are on our missions goals. We've got the access. You can volunteer a tutor. We've got the Life Center, which you've got moms that are choosing to say yes when they could very easily say no. So the body of Christ, we got to step around them and say, we'll be here with you. We'll be like Christ, like the mother hen taking the chicks under the wing. Let's keep being champions. You got character building. Pray for that. FCA, we've got people volunteering and investing in kids that way. Young kids are one of our targets. They're special. Blessed are the children when they come to me because they understand. And so let's keep being champions, not just of our kids, but of the community. And let's just dive in and jump in because those lost kids need a champion. What do you say? Amen. We can do it together. But I come back to the fact that the mother's here, whether biological, spiritual, however you get called mom, you're champion. You got a special task here, and you've got special gifts, and we want to celebrate that. I want you to feel celebrated. Because without mothers, none of us would be here. So I'm going to have Brandon come up. I'm going to pray, and he's going to lead us into a time of sharing here. Lord, we do thank you for mothers. We do recognize that this is a hard day. But we also want to celebrate. We hold them both. We hold them both. Just like we're a mixed bag, it's a mixed bag of what we have to hold on a Sunday morning, especially when we're talking about moms. Thank you. Lord, it is magnificent. Thank you for a Savior that will one day put all things right. But for now, help us to be your ambassadors. Help us to be your champions. Lord, we're championing you. Not our own agenda, you. Help us. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name, amen.